531.
A recent New Zealand Law Society article stated that in April this year, Shanika Leleni, a member of Russell McVeigh's litigation team in Auckland, received one of two new scholarships created by the Arbitrators and Mediators Institute of New Zealand to help grow diversity and leadership in Aotearoa's dispute resolution sector. Shanika was awarded the Determinative Scholarship, which is focused on arbitration. Shanika has worked at Russell McVeigh for over 2 years and is also a co-lead of the ethnicity subgroup, which is part of the firm's diversity and inclusion committee. Shanika said that she is proud of her heritage and that she has been inspired by current Law Society president Tiana Epati, who was the first president of Pacifica descent. Shanika Leleni joins us now on Pacific Days for more on her incredible story. Whakalofalahi atu. Thank you so much for joining us today, Shanika. Good.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
Yes, good. And I suppose for all our, you know, for all your New Wayan family, they're going to be watching and bragging about you at upcoming family feasts and that. Whereabouts on the Rock of Polynesia you're representing this afternoon, Shanika?
Aloha.
Very good indeed. Now, in terms of solicitor, let's begin with your current role as part of the litigations team at Russell McVeigh. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do and some of your responsibilities within the team, please, Shanika?
Yeah, sure. So I'm, as you said, just come up to and passed my 2-year anniversary, which seems like actually it's gone really quickly. But it's been really exciting. So I guess I'm at the stage where I've kind of coming up to that intermediate role, maybe not as junior as I once was, definitely have learned a lot over the 2 years I've been there. So I guess my role is, I guess, filling in that kind of space between the juniors that are new and kind of coming in and being helping them along, and then also assisting the seniors. So just where I'm sitting now is learning from the seniors, but then also mentoring the younger ones coming in.
What's been the hardest part for you in terms of transition from, you know, getting your degree to then, you know, becoming or joining, you know, an established firm over the last 2 years in the role, Shanika?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. I think the most difficult part is, for me, was just getting used to that real corporate environment where you've got a lot of people around you, a lot of intelligent people around you, and just making sure you come to work every day, knowing that, you know, you deserve to be there and you're good at what you do and someone's always willing to help you. I think that was the biggest thing, because it is a bit daunting when you get out of law school and you've been with your mates and then you're in this environment where it's, you know, down to business. So I think just keeping that confidence in yourself, I think, takes a while. It comes with time, yeah.
Take us back. Where did it all start for you, this interest in law and then, you know, wanting to study law? Because I think you're still looking at about, is it initially like 5-6 year study to even qualify or to sit the exam, the bar exam?
Yeah, it's quite a long process. And I think the reason that I ended up being a lawyer went into law, I think, changed over time for sure, because it is quite a long process to get there. So when I was at secondary school, I think for me, I met maybe one or two people who I really looked up to who said, "I'm doing law." And I thought at that point, didn't know too much about it, but that definitely helped me. And then when I was actually at law school, I think the skills that I was attaining really did make me think, should I be going into the legal industry after this? Is there something that I could be using these skills? Because the degree is very much, rather than learning about lots of things, you're kind of just trying to attain certain skills. And so I did think about it, you know, what's the best use of this? But I think the main reason I ended up going into the legal industry was the fact that, and I mean, you would have heard it around at the moment, is there is a focus on access to justice and, you know, giving people a voice. And I think, although I was quite interested in public speaking and English and that sort of thing at school, so that definitely helped. I think the decision at the end of the day after law school to go into the legal industry was based on getting those legal skills that could help people who just didn't have the same knowledge. Because I think sometimes, you know, especially because I'm in disputes, it's easy to think, oh, you know, if something's gone wrong, I'll just kind of get on with it. That's bad luck. But I think, you know, there's actually a lot that you can do. So, yeah, I think that was...
And of course, acknowledging yourself as a former head girl there at St. Kent's, I think it was either 2012 or 2013. So very good laying that foundation for future success for you, which is good. Now, again, one of the recipients of the scholarship there for the Arbitrators and Mediators Institute of New Zealand, Ammons. Can you tell us more about the scholarship, the organisation, and you know what you received as part of the scholarship?
Yeah, definitely. So as you said, it's the Arbitrators and Mediators Institute of New Zealand. And arbitration is my attraction to it, I guess, started from the fact that arbitration is a way to resolve disputes that is outside of the strict court system. And it allows for, even though you have a decision maker who's going to, you know, make a decision at the end of the day, the process to get there can be a lot more flexible for, you know, allowing for different cultures and just different preferences and things like that. And so, yeah, I was really fortunate to get the scholarship that allowed me to have more experience in this area, because as a junior, arbitration is something you might get exposure to a bit later down the track. So what the scholarship's kind of allowed me to do is I've observed a few arbitrations, which are very confidential. So unlike the court system, that's all public. It's very hard to actually be in a position where you're watching quite experienced arbitrators essentially do their thing because it is so confidential. So that's been great. I've also had a mentor, Paul Heath QC, who was a former judge in New Zealand and had his guidance, which has been amazing, and hope that will continue. I was also able to present at the Ammons conference this year. And that was a great opportunity for me personally, just to be, you know, presenting on something I'm quite passionate about in front of some of the leaders in this area, and just making those types of connections, giving me the confidence to have conversations about different legal interests and things like that has been great. And then the other thing that I guess is what I will be doing through the scholarship is at the end of the year that I've held the scholarship, I'll be reporting back to Ammons on their on kind of their diversity as well, and suggesting ways that they can improve on their inclusion, and you know how to we can make a plan to kind of bring that forward and widen that into the legal industry more generally. So it definitely is two ways, and I'm really grateful for the opportunities that it's presented me so far.
Now, you're on the executive team also for the Pacific Lawyers Association. Can you tell us more about your responsibilities in that role, Shanika?
Yeah, sure. So I was really lucky and fortunate to come on to the executive of the committee this year. Which has been awesome, and I'm really grateful for the team for making me feel so included in that, which has been awesome. So I think this year we've talked about having different types of subcommittees, essentially focusing on law reform, outreach, and events. So essentially with COVID, it's been a little bit difficult. I think we've put some plans in place, and hopefully we'll be able to you know, move forward with some next year, such as with the outreach program, reaching out to people at secondary school level, because that's definitely an age group where if we want more Pacific lawyers in future, we really need to make sure that we're reaching out there and making sure that from the time they're at school and then through law school itself, the legal industry is seen as something or a place that people want to be. And so I think starting from that level is something we're focusing on. Another thing is it is our 20th anniversary of the PLA this year. And so we were planning to have a celebration at the end of the year, but unfortunately due to COVID, hopefully there'll be a 21st celebration next year. So yeah, I guess a couple of things we've been focusing on at the moment. And as I say, this is my first term on the association, so it's been awesome to be connected with awesome Pacific lawyers throughout the country.
With that, Shanika, can you tell us a little bit about your, you know, Niuean heritage, or just in terms of your journey, you know, maybe, I don't know, finding out more about your, you know, Niuean ancestry, your heritage, and how that has helped you, you know, in terms of your role, especially, you know, if we're looking at diversity and inclusivity, you know, within your firm?
Yeah, for sure. So as you mentioned, I'm the co-lead of the Ethnicity D&I Committee. And I think it's something that I've grappled with over my years at law school, and definitely being in the commercial space, being bicultural. I think I've talked to some of my friends who sometimes have felt that there's almost like a bit of a conflict inside of them, because you associate with two different cultural backgrounds, which can sometimes conflict. And so sometimes, you know, I wouldn't, and that's why I say I feel so grateful for being involved with the PLA, because I feel like I've been very much included in that space. And I think for a while there, throughout my like teenage years, I did feel like I sat in the middle and wasn't, you know, clearly in one or the other. So it's something I think I've definitely been having to like reflect on, and it's really helped me as I've grown and kind of, I think, known the importance of my Niuean side, and making sure that I am, you know, I am Niuean and I am proud of it, and not to be worried about this idea that because I'm bicultural, I somehow don't fit in. And so for me, so my Niuean background, so my dad's side of the family is Niuean. And unfortunately, my dad's dad passed away when my dad was 10, and he was our strong route to Niue, coming here originally. And so I think because my knowledge of my culture came from dad originally, and he was at such a young age, the ideas that my grandfather instilled in dad, which came to me, was that Pacific people to be in the European space in New Zealand and to do well in those spaces is what he always wanted. And so dad said to me, you know, like, you don't need to go out and say, you know, shout and do all sorts of things if you don't feel comfortable, but you do the best you can, and you are representing your family and your grandfather through doing that. And I think for me, it's something that I've probably held quite dear. And as I say, it hasn't been until I've kind of grappled with the kind of bicultural space where I've really said, you know, I really want to connect with those roots and represent Niue in the things that I do.
Very well spoken, but of course, you know, expected of a solicitor and a former head girl at St. Kent's there as well. Very nice. Very good. I mean, you know, you touch on something that is, you know, quite a common or shared experience across many Pacifica, because these days now, you know, we have so many different aspects to our identity where, you know, maybe my generation and I'm for this and I'm for that, but now you can have so many, different representations, which is beautiful because it adds, you know, I always feel that it adds. Now, for you, Shanika, what are some of your future goals? You know, you're only 2 years into this solicitor gig, you know, what are some of your goals looking ahead?
Yeah, I think just to practice, especially in New Zealand, to the most challenging level that I can, if that makes sense. So I feel like the legal issues that I'm grappling with at the moment are quite complex, and that's allowing me to grow as a lawyer and grow my skill set. So I think I really want to make sure that I'm performing and, you know, have got my skills to a level that will allow me to grapple with most legal issues. I think at some point it would be quite good to have overseas experience as well and be able to bring back to New Zealand some of those experiences because I think if you want to help others effectively, you want your skills to surpass any potential challenges that could come up. So I think that's a real focus, is just honing those skills. But also I think lawyers can get a little bit narrow in their approach to their career because it is quite a, I guess, niche skill set. But I think I just want to make sure that I'm not shutting off any wider opportunities, because I think lawyers do have potential to help out in different spaces as well. So once I kind of get more experience as a lawyer and those legal skills, just making sure that I'm not too, you know, narrow down a set path. So that's kind of where I'm headed.
Very good. I have to ask, Shanika, is that Niuean, or where does the name come from?
No, it's not actually. So it's a funny story. So my mum is a teacher, and she didn't want any of her children to have a name that would remind her of someone that she taught. So it was literally just made up. And my brother's name is Trenton, which is also quite, I haven't heard another Trenton before. So it was just, she didn't want to turn around and think of, you know, a naughty kid she had in her class 5 years ago or something. So.
Are you sure your mum's not Niuean? That's nice, very nice. Well, it's a very big thank you for Kawilahi Mahaki, Shanika Leleni, a solicitor at Russell McVeigh. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Shanika, and wishing you all the very best for ongoing success. Keep up the amazing work. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. See you.
Bye-bye.